Moving forward in the last of the Birchos HaShachar, we made reference last time to the idea that we ask Hashem not to bring us lo lidei nisayon velo lidei vizayon, not to give us any experiences of a nisayon, a test in our lives, or certainly not vizayon, some sort of embarrassment, some sort of shame that may befall us. The notion of asking God not to give us a test, and in fact, the Tehillim reveals to us in Perek Chaf Vav that David HaMelech actually did just that. In Perek Chaf Vav, at the beginning of the Perek, David HaMelech, in a moment I think of zealousness, turns to Hashem and he says, "Bechaneni Hashem v'naseini tzarfach il yotai v'libi." Hashem, have compassion and test me. I want you to purify me. He was looking to elevate himself to be, I guess, a holier Jew. And he asked God to bring a test to his life. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Sanhedrin that Hashem listened to his prayers and he brought him the test of Batsheva. And he failed the test. From there, of course, he became much more penitent and I think a lot more humble and realized that that's not something we ask for. In fact, this now becomes part of our regular tefillah. We don't ask Hashem for a test. The story is told of the Tolna Rebbe who went to visit the Lubavitcher Rebbe, not the one who was most recent, but the one before him, and he passed the Rebbe a kvittel, a little note, in which he asked the Lubavitcher Rebbe to daven on his behalf. So the Rebbe looked at the note and what the request was, and the request was to ask Hashem not to test him, not to test the Tolna Rebbe. And when the Lubavitcher Rebbe read the test, he turned to the Tolna Rebbe and says, "Why are you asking this? Are you sure this is what you want?" And the Tolna Rebbe was a little bit surprised at the Lubavitcher Rebbe's question, and he said, "Why not? In fact, that's what we daven for every day in this bracha. We ask Hashem not to test us." So apparently the Tolna Rebbe was a little bit concerned that he might not have the wherewithal to withstand a test from Hashem. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe told him, "You're not reading this tefillah in the right way. It's not that we're asking Hashem, please don't test us. You have to read both parts of this phrase together as one phrase, which means the proper way of reading it is lo lidei nisayon velo lidei vizayon, meaning, please Hashem, don't give me a test that will end up bringing shame to me. But if a test, in your wisdom, is a test that will help me grow and develop, that's the test that I want, I need, apparently. But a test that I'm not going to be able to withstand, or a test that will end up somehow casting a bad light upon me, that's something I don't want." So that was the Lubavitcher Rebbe's answer, how we understand this phrase. But going on further, "V'al tashled banu yetzer hara." The earlier versions of the Siddur tell us that the word "v'tashlet" actually should be read a little bit differently. It should be "v'al yishlot banu yetzer hara," which means, "And Hashem, please give me the strength to make sure that the yetzer hara does not, as it were, have power over me." In other words, we're asking Hashem to give us the wherewithal to make the best decisions every day. And in just a few moments, we're going to daven the Ma'ariv, and we're going to say the Shema again. And every time you say the Shema, just listen to the words we say. V'lo taturu acharei levavchem v'acharei enichem. Don't be, I guess, drawn by your eyes. What does that mean? Don't let your yetzer hara put you in a situation where you'll be drawn to make poor decisions and do the things that you ought not to be doing. So every day we understand that there are moments in our lives that sometimes we don't have the strength, and we ask Hashem, give me the boost that I need to withstand whatever yetzer hara there is, and everyone's yetzer hara is different. We all have those things that draw us. Each one of us is different. The Gemara says, the greater the tzaddik, the greater the yetzer hara. You would think it's the opposite. You would think that a person who is a great pious Jew has somehow defeated the yetzer hara. The Gemara says, it's the opposite. The greater you are, then the greater the ability of your yetzer hara to put in front of you those temptations, which are temptations for you. They may not be for somebody else. So I'm asking Hashem, v'al yishlot banu yetzer hara. Moving forward, v'harchikenu me'adamra u'mechavera. And please, Hashem, keep me away from an adamra. It's interesting. Adam is the word for any human being, meaning anybody, whether the person is of our faith or not. Hashem, please, don't put me in the sphere of influence. Don't even bring me close to. You know, the Midrash tells us, Oy la Rasha, Oy la Shcheino. Meaning what? that sometimes the proximity that we're in is also a source of concern. Sometimes we put ourselves in situations where we get a little too close to influential people that may not be directing us in the right way of life. So we need to know where to draw the line. We need to know where to put our Dalet Amot. We need to know where to get close to and who to get close to. So we're asking Hashem, V'harchikenu, keep me away. If I don't have the wisdom, if for whatever reason I can't see it, Hashem, then I'm asking you, please help me stay away from Adamra u'mechavera. It's interesting. Why do I need the phrase mechavera from a bad friend? Isn't it enough? I've already asked, keep me away from a Adamra. So that's it, period. Whether that Adam is my chaver or not, why do I have to say that? Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that apparently, in his understanding, the chaver didn't start out being a chavera. The chaver started out to be somebody who seemed to be identified as a chaver tov. And somehow in the course of that relationship, things changed. And I didn't notice that it changed. And I wasn't aware that the influence that was being brought to bear was somehow not as positive as it maybe it once was. So I need to be able to open my eyes to say, I need to see that. All of us need to have that critical influence. But it also means, from the other side of it, you need to know what sort of friend you are. It's not just on me to keep away from a bad friend, but then all of us are friends with somebody, aren't we? We all have some sort of social circle. We all have some area of interaction. What sort of friend do I end up being? Am I taking into account the best interests of the people who I interact with? Is it possible that I'm not really influencing that person in the best way possible? Is there some sort of personal gain that I'm bringing that I'm not realizing may not be in that person's interest? So not only am I asking Hashem to keep me away from a Adamra, but also from a Chavera, but it also means that I need to take a moment of reflection and realize, what sort of Chaver am I? Do I want my friends to come closer to me, or Chas V'Shalom, to move away from me? I need Hashem's wisdom. I need Hashem's strength to make sure I become the best friend I can be. Rabbi Hanani ben Akashi Umer, Ratzakadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakot Yisrael, Lefichach, Hirba Lehem Torah Mitzvot, Shenamar, Adonai Chafetz Leman Tzidko, Yag,